Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And you know, we are really delighted to be with you. And those of you that are over there at OnenessTalkRadio.com, remember you can chat with us, you can listen, and you can also watch if you just scroll down on the homepage. In addition to that, we are currently broadcasting to you live at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. We're going to do our best to chat.
I'm just checking all the streams here.
The production manager is producing.
And so, we are presently going to OnenessTalkRadio.com. Scroll down and click the play button. We're also at YouTube.
Yes, we are. I see success.
And we are also at Facebook.
We did it.
And we're also in this little camera inside my brain.
His brain, not mine.
All right, that's all working. So welcome, beloveds. We're delighted to be with you on this glorious day.
We love these days. And did you notice that this is not a green screen, okay? This is real behind us, meaning that we are so excited today because we are in the middle of our Cosmic Origins experience with these 12 incredible masters that are here with us at Tosa Blue Mountain Retreat Center. And I don't know about you, Sri, but every day has been even better than the one before. It's been outrageous, guys. Seriously, and I know you guys are feeling it.
Absolutely, because we're in the middle of an Andean winter.
Which is not supposed to happen until August.
And so there's been this incredible weather front overhead, and it's causing us all to get cozy, because when the weather cools down, the heart must open. Now, take that one in. Cold climate, warm heart. Cold climate, cup of tea. Cold climate,
I was thinking hot chocolate croissant.
Hot chocolate.
I know that's where I was going.
And more conversation. So that's really our goal, to take advantage of the flow that's upon us and use it to open us. Yeah. Because all of us are on a journey of opening. To open is to say yes to life. To open is to say yes to your soul.
Yeah.
Yes to who
you now, how are. About saying yes to all of the beautiful ones who are here? So I'm going to invite any of our beautiful beloveds. They're all sitting on the couch going, come on and just say hi to all of you. We really just want you to connect this morning.
Hi.
We did a cosmic journey. There's David. And there's Heather. And here we are. This is Rebecca. And there's Patricia. There we are. We're all making it. There's Megan. There's Aparna. Yeah. All right. Hey, there's Arnold. And we are just, here we come. There's Bill right there. He's like, yeah, here I am. There's Bill.
Hi. Surf's up.
Bill's a flyby.
I love it.
And we are just so grateful that you are here, and wanted to share our gratitude with you. We have been, Sri, do we have any of those pictures of yesterday's ceremony?
Oh, yeah.
So how was the solstice for all of you? This is our weekly lineage holder report. And of course, I do see that the phone lines are already really, really full. But hey, why don't you jump in right now if you want to get in the queue, 517-208-1500. And you get to listen to the show while you're holding, 517-208-1500. We will get to the call boards. We also have quite a bit of email that have come in. Remember, you can always send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's guest@sriandkiraradio.com. So Sri, I really want to jump in to from like the solstice, this balance peak,
yeah.
Because remember, what was last week's energy, right? We were literally sweeping off the dust. Last week was about seeing what's always been there, revisiting something, why did it gather dust? What was it that was gathering dust? Was there more than one thing that was gathering dust that you discovered? Because we are in that moment right now where resolution is looming. And the energy of July is massive. We will try to get our July predictions video out for the whole month, hopefully by this coming, I think we'll have
by
it out this coming weekend.
Yep.
Because this rise of the lineage holders in July is a bountiful energy of resolution. And because of that, what was the other part of June? Well, the other part of June was saying, you know what? Maybe I'm just going to relax into myself. Maybe I'm just going to be me. Maybe I'm going to invite myself to love myself enough to not hide from myself. And this is the gift. This is the gift of June. And this week is the week to claim that. If you do not claim that this week, then in July, you'll be faced with claiming it in ways that might not have been as comfortable as they were in June. And the good news is it's still there to claim. So you're never going to lose it. It's just an invitation to allow it to be easier.
You know, one of the things that's important to remember is each of us is on...
We're sharing archangelicness with everybody. Watch this. Okay, now we're sharing, so feel. Okay, here we go.
Send it around.
Send it around. We're sending it to you guys.
You know, all of us are on a journey of unfoldment. And as we unfold, we learn to see more deeply within ourselves.
Yeah.
We begin to see aspects of our ego self. We begin to see aspects of our divine self. We begin to start doing the whole game of comparison and judgment. And then as we evolve, we grow into an ever greater state of self-love and therefore ability to love others, which improves our self-acceptance.
Yeah.
So here we are in June. We're in this emergence moment. No matter what you've done through your life's travel about improving your ability to accept yourself, to be who you are, to claim your gifts, we're being called out even further. And in the calling out, meaning are you going to do it or not? Are you going to step up and be who you are? In that comes the opportunity to feel a sense of true resolution with all that is.
Absolutely.
And that's the birthing that's coming forward in July. As we gain self-acceptance, we gain the capacity to be at peace with what is, no matter how it may look on the surface.
Or how much dust may be on it, right? And so this brings us right to this moment right now. And I know that many of you, we have been receiving so many emails, and with all my heart and soul angels, we are doing everything we can to keep up with all of you and our beautiful guests here at Tosa Blue Mountain Retreat Center. So please do not feel neglected if your email hasn't been responded to as quickly as your heart would enjoy. Please know that we are right here connected with you. We also want to say our deepest gratitude for those of you that were concerned about the lack of a show yesterday. We had a good reason for that. We were actually in the middle of an extraordinary Chicana ceremony.
We got pictures.
And we have pictures. And the reason that we want to share these pictures with you is during the Cosmic Origins experience, when this energy, when this entire program was first brought forward, it was through the divine directors that very clearly shared with Sri and I that we needed to open up Tosa Blue Mountain Retreat Center twice a year, every year, on the June solstice and the September equinox, to always honor and carry the energy of this sacred land. And that in this year, 2019, the year of divine awareness, there would be a great awakening experience through that. And I do want to bow before all of you that are here right now.
The inaugural group. This
group that said, yes, that will be the first solstice. And I want to give a shout out to all of you that have already registered for September. I think we might have two spaces left. That it is really an honor to take this journey with you. And one of the gifts, along with the many that we are all being showered with, is that yesterday we were at the museum and through our dear friendship with the curators there, granted access to artifacts that are very much about this moment in the rise of the lineage holders. And what I found humbling personally was that when the download, so to speak, whatever you want to call it, upload, came through about this experience, the Cosmic Origins experience, we really were not aware of the way things, we never are. We always have those divine accidents. It's like, you know, did we know that at that time? No. Well, that opening is about the rise of the lineage holders. And what happened yesterday was I felt it as like a moment that collapsed all time. And then I felt it as a rush of an in-breath and a heightened state of ignition. And I think all of you know that we have all been in that period between May 22 and June 22 that is now completed, right? And in addition to that, we have just completed the fourth week of the first cycle. So notice what you're feeling inside of yourself today, right now. And whenever you would catch this show in the archives, I'm going to invite you to bring a hand to your heart. And for all of you that are with us in live time, bring a hand to your heart and anchor this moment. Anchor it. And through your connecting with this video right now, if you're catching us at any time in the future, connect with this moment, this energy right now in this moment, because here we are this very day igniting a cycle that is so powerful. It takes my breath away to start talking about it. And this rise of the lineage holders is an opportunity, and it is a rare opportunity and a gift that has been given to us all because we have said yes and we have not stopped. This was not a predetermined moment. This is a co-creative moment of a collective group of enlightened beings saying, I absolutely will not let this planet go without a fight. And that I understand this fight cannot happen in the realm of density. And I understand it's not a fight at all. That I understand what it is a moment of brilliant illumination. This is the moment of claiming ascended sanity. Because that which is happening in the third dimension will seem absolutely sane to those who are living in it. And those who are living in the fifth dimension will seem absolutely insane to those who are anchored in the third dimension. And if those two try to meet without the benefit of consciousness, then a conflict can come forward. And so the gift that we are being given in this July is to resolve the need for conflict and lift into our higher being. That's what this is about. That's what this moment is. It is a call to higher consciousness.
There's also a recognition of cycles. And I just want to speak to kind of the metaphysical piece for a moment. We exist in a series of cycles. There are cycles within cycles. There's the 28,000 year cycle. There's the 5,500 year cycle. And one of the things that's important to recognize is that when the wheel turns, so to speak, the cycle comes to its 12 o'clock position. That's when we either lift up and grab on to the next cycle, or we take a turn again and we get to cycle through the same energy again.
And
you may not you may not remember that you're repeating it, but that's what happens. And so the lineage holders are those that are about to have the capacity to break free. In the breaking free, remember your soul isn't traveling alone. You have all kinds of beings that are traveling with you.
Yeah.
Guess what happens? That whole chain begins to move into the next more expanded experience. And this is how the evolutionary process flows. You know, a lot of people talk about cycles like Nibiru coming, and there's a lot of worry about that. Well, I just want to pose you guys a question, those of you who are worried. What if all of that isn't in the third dimension? What if all that writing for the last time that the great, the Anunnaki and all those beings visited, Earth was at a different frequency?
Consider it outside of density.
Let go of your linear thinking and say, okay,
what
you can see in the fifth or seventh dimension doesn't exist in the third dimension. And so what if this cycle and return is happening more in an etheric realm and it's not going to bother you, those of you that are in the density realm?
And what if that's because we're loved that much?
Uh-huh.
You know, this has been the message of Archangel Zadkiel since day one, right? If you've read any of our books, or any of the discourses that are our website, shreenkira.com, the fact that we are all travelers.
Yes.
All of us, without exception, and every being's needs are being met.
Yes.
Who are we to judge how they are met? The key is to recognize that there is the eternal balance of energy. There must be. We are all eternal sparks of light. So all we can do is expand. How we expand is the gift of the experience.
Absolutely.
And so as we are moving forward and as we are in this grand moment of expansion, what we are here to remember through the resolution that's coming, and I'm just so excited to talk about July, through all of this that's coming forward, what we are here to really claim is the recognition that we are the co-creator and thereby the master of this experience. Now, what are you wanting to master? Each will claim the mastery that they are here to claim. And part of claiming your ascended mastery as a lineage holder is the heart that the vision, the way that this was shown to me was I was in like this, I don't know, it felt like a crystalline armor. And I remember I was like on this battlefield and I was kneeling and I was gazing up, and this time every being in front of me I loved so much. And these were the ones that would have been my enemy. These were the ones that would have hurt me the most. These were the ones that would have made sure that they could have cut off my head or whatever else they wanted to do to me. All I felt was love because they played their role perfectly. They played their role so well. And that was the moment of freedom for me, when I could really see it and love them and honor them. And to see again that that does not free them from what they created through their actions. See, it's not mine to give. It's not yours to give, right? It's yours to claim, and it's theirs to claim. So if someone has really caused you pain, when you can lay down your armor and see them for what they have given you, you claim the kingdom again. And that kingdom cannot be taken away from you. That's what the rise of the lineage holders is calling forward globally, universally, and it's a time of extraordinary illumination. So how do you want to ride this wave? That's the gift you get, right?
And as we claim the gift, we're actually claiming a more refined spiritual understanding.
Yeah.
Because if we're only looking through the lens of the physical, then I've been damaged and there's the damage and I can prove it and I'm right. When we look through the lens of the spiritual, we can say, oh, my body has been impacted or my emotions have been impacted and hurt. And due to the result of that confrontation or that stimulus, I am able to broaden my consciousness. I'm able to use that to cultivate a spiritual gift. When we can reach the point that everything that happens in our life cultivates an expansion of love, an expansion of recognition, expansion of the gifts that we have, then you're no longer a victim of anything. You are then an empowered spiritual being having your human experience. And we know that's true about all of us, but where's the empowerment? The empowerment comes through the love that says, I accept that I have taken this birth. I forgive them. They know not what they do. I forgive myself for my actions, because there are times I was doing the best I knew how. And
given your level of consciousness at the time.
And the pressures that we're under tend to truncate our consciousness.
Exactly.
And so it goes. This is the game of life, and it can be a lot of fun.
Yes, and it's meant to be. So, you know, speaking of the game of life and being a lot of fun, Sri, we have a beautiful listener who wrote into the show, and I want to bring this, you know, this was one of the many emails forwarded to us for this week, but
All right, wanted to say hi.
This is to Drew. Hey, Drew.
Hello,
hi,
Drew. June 24th birthday.
Yes, Drew.
Hello, Sri and Kira. Much love to you both. I have really cherished the blessing of finding you two.
We love you too.
Thank you. These past few months, I have found myself sort of caught in a limbo, feeling like I'm not doing something that the universe is asking me to do, on the one hand, and on the other, feeling like I am where I am for a reason. Mm-hmm. I know that in the second lesson of light, it talks about action and how inspiration and guidance without action will ultimately not lead to evolution.
Thank you for taking the lessons of light, Drew. I'm honored, and Sri is honored. And for those of you that go, what lessons of light? Just go to sriandkira.com, right on the homepage. They're free, and then you just give us your email, and every 2 weeks you get a new lesson. So thank you.
And so this is beautiful, because it's referring to, with the wisdom comes the responsibility to take action.
Exactly.
Action must be taken. So with my 22nd birthday coming just around the corner, I am hoping that maybe the guides have something to share with me that could help me in understanding the direction in which I should go. I am torn between paths, and because of that, I feel it's leading to inaction in general. If you would honor me with a mini soul reading, I am ready to receive any messages that might awaken a higher version of myself. And blessings.
Drew, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Seriously, honey, happy, happy birthday. 22 is a beautiful moment. And what's so beautiful is that, you know, it's the 2 plus the 2 is the 4. And the 4 is the cross of perfect balance. And my heart smiles because this whole past weekend has been about, that's what the Chicana was that we did yesterday. And we're going to be showing some pictures of that shortly. So make sure you stay with us or watch us on YouTube or on there at Oneness Talk Radio so you can see them. You are at a moment where you can claim perfect balance into your life. And the message that's coming in around you is that you're making this choice harder than it needs to be. They're saying that you already have a natural rhythm and propulsion that is guiding you. This isn't about the choice. You've already made it. It's about trusting the choice you know you've already made. And they're laughing and saying, Drew. And I'm watching them, and it's cute. They're kind of going, look, look, look. And they're wanting you to look up. And when you look up, I'm watching you laugh. And so, honey, an amazing year ahead for you. I love you. Perfect balance. I love that we opened the show with this today. Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Oh, many blessings indeed.
Yeah, what a sweetheart.
You know, I want to mention, because we're going to share some photos of the ceremony and also of some of the artifacts, that when I mentioned talking about cycles a minute or two ago, one of the reasons we wanted to take advantage of this friendship and opportunity we have with the museum here in Cuenca, Ecuador, is that our visitors could come up close to the artifacts.
You know, like touch the artifacts that you would never be allowed to talk.
And a couple of these artifacts are very famous. They've been written about in other books. And I just want to share that when you are touching something that was created 5,000 years ago, at a time when the context was quite different than your context today,
absolutely,
either you're going to try to put it in a box and discount it, or you're just going to open something.
Yeah.
And this is where I was mentioning earlier, when we look at something from a third dimensional perspective, we have the rules of the third dimension. And a lot of those rules are found in archaeology and how they understand things. When we look at things through an ascendant perspective, we begin to look beyond the form, and we relate it a little differently, perhaps cosmically, perhaps to the alien visitors who came and were walking among at that time.
You know, this is beyond the hype that you watch on Ancient Aliens, you know, the scripted shows. This is the real thing. And what's so extraordinary about this is that it's coming at this moment of resolution. And this is where this week again. So remember, what was this past week? This past week was about wiping the dust off. Well, yesterday when we were at the museum, we swept the dust off of some pretty ancient artifacts. And so you want to share some photos?
Sure,
I want to
first
share some of this with you first. And those of you coming in September are going to get to do the same thing. So we're back. Whoa, there it is. Okay. So share what you're seeing, Sheree.
This is a little slideshow.
Oh, Sheree's doing a slideshow. Hey, there you guys all are.
Yeah. So we got
you're in here. Oh, the teeth. Look at these teeth. That is gold light language embedded in the teeth. And then look at all of these beings and the heads and the way that the artifacts are. And so anybody here want to share about your experience with the artifacts? Anybody? We're kind of putting our group on the spot here. They're all like, I'm comfy, Kira. Okay, Sue will. Okay, Sue, come up. Yeah, what do you think of that skull you guys were just seeing there? All right, so Sue.
We're going to cycle through again.
We're going to cycle through this slideshow. So while we're cycling, and then when it's done, they will see you. How was your experience?
Oh, my God, you guys. All I can say is it was out of this world. It was so profound and healing. And if you have ever felt any doubt of how much you are loved, don't. Honestly, oh, my God, the universe loves us so much. And, just open to receive and be the truth and live the truth of who you are. Yesterday ignited something in me that, God, I honestly don't even have words for yet. And I'm truly honored to, be there and to share this with you right now. So thank you.
Okay, Sue, just peek in. They weren't seeing your beautiful face. Oh, there it is. There's Sue. That's who was just talking, everybody. Thank you, Sue.
Well, and so for those of you that were glimpsing into those slides, you saw some, figurines of people that had protective garments on them.
You could feel the and when you hold these artifacts, what you weren't seeing is when we turn them around, you can very clearly see what was obviously breathing apparatus, what was very obviously helmet structures. And the energy again was like sweeping off the dust of an ancient memory. And as I'm sharing this with you, I am hearing the divine directors. Yeah. And I just want to share that what they're saying is, and so what? And this has been a big message coming in from the divine directors lately. Yes. They're saying, let it be. You don't need to resolve whether or not you personally want to believe it, feel it, be a part of it. What matters in this moment is the opportunity to expand through it, that we are at a moment of great expansion. And so whatever is put in front of you, so what? Can you expand through it? And the answer is yes, you can. Oftentimes you just don't want to, because oftentimes to expand through something means we have to look at ourselves. And that's usually a stopping point for many, because when we have to look at ourselves, sometimes we're not happy with what we see, but that's only when we're stuck in a third dimensional perspective.
Yes.
When we go into a higher dimensional perspective and gaze at ourselves, we can love that aspect of ourselves, appreciate it for being there, and watch it dissolve. And so it's a beautiful moment of dissolution mm-hmm. and resolution. Remember, coming in July, we are already in the pre-shadow of the retrograde. That started on the 20th. July is going to be ruled by a massive retrograde of resolution. And Sri, I think speaking of resolution, we have a very, very full call board.
A lot of people standing
by. So why don't
by.
We start saying hello to some of these beautiful beings and welcome.
Let me see if I can get the speaker good enough on our portal.
Oh, we so hope we have worked on this, guys.
But we're going to go to, it looks like, Bloomington, Indiana.
All right.
Is that right? And
Namaste, Bloomington. Welcome to the show.
Beautiful.
Yes, you can ask. And thank you, sweetheart. And I do want to share with all of you that maybe watching us and going, what we're Sri and Kira doing. We are having phenomenal, interesting issues with our speakers. Anyway, thank you. So if you did not hear the beautiful request from this extreme gorgeous angel in Bloomington, just hang with me for a minute and trust that the message I'm going to share with her right now is to be received by you as well. And so, Angel, if you would bring your hands to your heart, what I want to share with you is that the entire time you were speaking, I felt like I was on a small stream, but it was bumpy. And I was on the stream and I like on a, in a little boat and I'm going down the stream, but it was just like, wow, okay, I'm on the stream, but bump, bump. You know, after a while, those bumps start hurting and they get tiring. And I watched as you were sharing and I felt your heart and your love and your sincerity. And I literally saw these beautiful hands, just hands, come down and they're under the boat and it's like you've become a not a monorail, like what do they call those hella things, you know, like you're just like floating, right, like an airfoil, you're just kind of floating over the river. It's not that the river went away and it's not that everything changed that dramatically, but what is shifting is your ability to work with it. And they're saying that you have already ascended into a higher realm than you have allowed yourself the gift of remembering, and just relax into this moment and breathe it in and begin the float and everything will resolve. So thank you for being here in this moment when that's exactly the energy we're talking about. We love you, honey. And your soft words were heard by me. I heard every one of them.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to try one more idea on the whole speaker thing.
Okay, we're going to try another idea. All right, and hopefully we'll all hear them this time.
We're going to go to, it looks like, Deckers, Colorado.
Okay, maybe Warren, Deckers, Colorado. Namaste. Welcome, beloved one.
Thank you.
Go through all that, and I just want to thank you
Oh, well, Robin, thank you, my angel. And yes, we love you too. I mean, I really feel you, sweetheart. And I just want to share with you that it's, you know, all around you is this beautiful, it's like a soft green. It almost feels like you're wearing a velvet jacket of soft green. And they're saying, feel your arms. Really, like I'm holding myself right now, kind of in a, you know, like I'm hugging myself, and I'm really doing this with you. And they're saying that the reassurance you seek is right in front of you, that you are loved, that you are safe, and you are ready to move forward. And they're saying that any voice that is inspiring you to stop, just bring your hands here, love yourself more, hold your heart, take in a breath, and smile at it, knowing that it's just an invitation to greater mastery. And we love you so much, honey. Thank you for the blessing of you, Robin. I'm so glad we connected today. Namaste, honey. You're so welcome, my angel. I love you too. Namaste, my love. Well, I'm really just honored at all of you. And those of you that noticed that Sri walked away for a minute, please do not be anything other than reassured that we're having a fascinating challenge with his brand new computer that seems to have a faulty soundboard, is what I think we're finding.
Well, out. Here's the other goodie that's happening.
It's a goodie.
My 6-hour battery is now 80% depleted.
Because we're all here together.
Because of the energy of this moment. So I had to run and get the charger.
Yeah, we were on red battery. And this was at 100% when we started.
Yeah, it normally goes 6-7 hours.
And this is a brand new, like, Mac ProBook, whatever it's called. Okay, so yeah, we were at 19% just now when he plugged in.
I was watching the meter just go ting, ting, ting.
Yeah, so where are our pyramids? I think we're blasting out with this energy. And, you know, this is just so typical of this moment right now.
Yes.
It really is. And I want to share with you guys, you know, again, Sri, let's put up the 2019 chronology.
Yep.
So as we are in a lineage holder experience of this week, moving into July, let's look again, for those of you that are watching us on the video, like this is that model that was given to me about the entire year, every month of the year. And one of the things that you'll notice on the model was that in June, as we are finishing June right now, we are very much about this ascension frequency adjustment. And it was very much an attunement, but it was an adjustment. It was like a calibration change. And if you pay attention to how your own life flow has been, just go back and look at June 1st and look at yourself right now. Have you had a ascension calibration adjustment, attunement? What are you noticing or not? Because remember, last week was about dusting off. It was about relooking at things, mm-hmm. maybe seeing them with fresh eyes, remembering why they were there to gather dust to begin with, right? And so it was a very powerful, profound moment. And now we have turned into, with the help of this solstice energy. Remember last week we had that 20, 21, 22. We started the week with that 16, 17, 18 intensity. And while Sri and I really do not want to talk about the drama of the planet in the third dimension, during that intense moment was when we had the first potentialities of the war with Iran starting with the United States. So it was very much a moment. And then we had the 19th. And then that long, slow exhale during 2021-22 was when the President of the United States decided to belay the order to bomb. So we are helping a greater flow. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because that's density consciousness. But for those of you that need to hear that, if you need that for your affirmation, I was guided to share that with you. So now mm-hmm. let's look at this from a greater perspective. That perspective is energizing just as much as every other one is. Those of you that were with us for the core journey in June, you know, when we did our time travel jumps together, when we all did the time travel experiences, we all know what happened, and the energies, the cosmic energy, the crop circle appearance, and by the way, it happened both times. Mm-hmm. And so those two crop circle appearances were a cosmic confirmation leading us to this group of 12 that we are all sitting here holding with all of you. We know, Sri and I know, that what all of us are doing here is because of you out there. And we want to bow before you, because this is the power of together we are better.
Yes.
This is the gift, because each one of you is radiating wherever you are living right now. May you connect with us here as we are connecting with you. This is how we can literally form, I'll call it a grid of protection, for lack of better words. And this was, we wrote it, Shri and I wrote about this in our books, that there was this grid coming in that was around the crystalline grid that has been jammed, that is offering kind of this soft landing. So how do you want to contribute to the soft landing? That's what this week is about. This week is where the resolution begins. This is the week that will invite you to pay attention, because just a little preview of July, and again, our video will be out by the end of the week, and of course, next weekend will all be about the July predictions. July is very much about the rise of the lineage holders, and the only way I can share it is that it's humanity's Captain Dan moment. And so those of you that know Forrest Gump know Captain Dan's moment. This is every one of us at the top of the mast going, is that all you got? And the key is going to be, how do you handle that moment? Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be that big. It's going to be that intense. It's going to be a expanded moment. So can you breathe through it? And can you hold it in the higher realms? So for all of you that are here right now, Shri and I already know you can. What's more important is you need to know you can.
Absolutely.
So can we try another caller?
Yeah, we will. I just want to acknowledge, while Sarah was sharing, I went and peeked at the YouTube chat room.
Oh, hi.
I was about to say blessings
to you. We love you.
So much love being circulated.
Blessings
and honorings and hugs and affirmations and heartfelt sharings.
Yeah.
And I just want to
take
a snapshot and say you're beautiful.
You are awesome.
Way to support each other. Way to love each other.
Same over here at Oneness Talk Radio, Shri. Hey, all of you at Oneness Talk Radio, forgive me. I'm really, really altered today. So I'm like so half not here in techno world. And that's why my poor husband is looking more.
I'm multitasking.
That's why he's looking more like Zoom than usual. So, but I'm loving you. Yes, Eve Coco, 267, Andrea Scottish, and all of you over there.
Yep.
Hey, and Glory's here with us in person. Hi, Glory. He's right there. I'm pointing at him. He's right there. and so, yeah, I can prove he's
here.
They are here. Come. Here's Glory, all of you in the chat room. Look, there he is. Hey. So we're just so honored to be here with you, and we love you so much.
And we will take another caller, and I just want to say for everyone listening, we can barely hear what they're saying, but we can kind of repeat it and offer the soul, mini soul reading, and you know, sometimes you don't need words to feel connected.
And we really wanted to broadcast to you, and I hope, do you see what's behind us? This is one of our many altars here at Tessa Blue Mountain. Those three Tonkas, the one in the middle especially, Shri and I were very, very blessed to become the custodians of them when we were in Dharmashala. And the one in the middle is about 300 years old. They are all originals, and again, they are a blessing. Also in the corner, the Buddha with her hands up. For those of you that have read our books and know about the miracle manifestation process, you'll see her. She's right behind me, right over my head there. She is sending all of you the blessings and the golden light of miracle energy. In the center is our beloved divine Krishna. That is a very, very old original temple piece from India that we are very blessed now to be the custodians of. And we wanted to broadcast to you from this room.
Yeah,
we really need to do like a 360 because right here, I'm looking out this gorgeous window. Right here, I'm looking out into this beautiful courtyard. But you know what the best view is? Right here.
We get to see the
shining reflections. I'm looking at these beautiful masters that are here helping us co-create today. So it's a rocking show, huh, guys?
Fun. And
total
we have more
fun.
More pictures to share.
More pictures to share.
But let's say hi to somebody else.
Oh my goodness, look
where
at that call board. Where do we leave off? We're going to go right here. It looks like Portland, Maine to, is it Lauren maybe? Hey, Lauren in Maine. Yeah, Portland, Maine. Namaste.
Hang on.
She's trying to unmute you. There she is right there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who it is yet. Hi.
Not talking. Oh, wait a second.
No, she's not. I don't see any.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll come back to you, honey. All right, let's go right here to Germany. Hopefully we can hear you. Namaste, Germany. Welcome.
We're going to have to do it without
words. Okay, Angel, we see that you're talking, and our heart I feel you and I love you. And so I'm just going to offer you a mini soul reading, because Sri and I, not only did the battery go on this computer and it's not even trying to charge right now, the sound. And so feel my breath. So to you, my beloved one who was just speaking from Germany, I want you to just breathe in. As I'm connecting with you, and you send me an email to guest@trinkiraradio.com, right? guest@trinkiraradio.com, and you put in the subject line, Kira told me to send this, and they'll get to me. I want you to breathe, because I'm feeling this all over you right now. It's like somebody is sitting on my heart. It's just like this, like I'm choking. And so, Angel, I want you to breathe, and I want you to relax. And I want to cry. And they're saying, cry the tears you need to cry. Trust everything that's happening in front of you right now. Breathe a breath of freedom and let go. Let go. You're going to be caught. You're already caught. You can't fall. You've got Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Gabriel, Metatron, and all I see are these Melchizedek energies around you and this massive Metatron cube. Walk into you. We love you, honey. Namaste.
Beautiful.
And anybody that's still feeling that in their chest like I am, you might just want to put your hands right there and ask, okay, if I'm still feeling this, maybe there's a piece of this in me, not hers, meaning ourselves. Maybe, and I'm hearing that there's a lot of us out there. So maybe there's a piece of this in your own heart that's seeking to be released right now. And they're saying, as you place your hands here, take in a deep breath through the nose. Exhale. Yeah, that's better. Thank you. Such a powerful week. I mean, it's crazy. It is such a powerful week. And I really, Sri, I want to go back to, because, you know, the show goes so fast. I cannot believe the time we're at already. And one of the things that I wanted to really remind ourselves about is that as we are moving into this July lineage holder moment, and again, we'll have the full video out at the end of this week, this is a moment to not only reveal the truth, we are also healing the past. Now, to heal the past means you also have to heal the perception of a past. So in healing our past, it means that what we are calling forward is the release of the time principle. We are calling ourselves into this one moment. So as we reveal the truth, wipe off the dust, free ourselves, what was the June energy? The June energy was to relax into who we really are, to just celebrate who we are and not hide. And this does not, please, this is not about running out and going, this is who I am. It's just about that subtle relaxation that says, I'm going to wear what I want to wear. I'm going to say what I want to say. This is who I am. I love you and I pray you would enjoy me, and I'm not going to change if you don't. That's just a simple acknowledgement. It's a love of self. It's also saying I am free from the boundaries of density sanity. See, angels, everyone who's ascending is still in the borderlands. Remember, June brought us into the borderlands. What are the borderlands? The borderlands are that fine line of sanity and insanity. It's where we start understanding beyond perception. It's where we recognize that we are in that river between spiritual activism and ascension awareness. It's where we recognize that we have one hand up as we have one hand down, and we can't decide which one is going to be the one we're going to go with. It's a natural state of progression. Everyone goes through it. It's natural. Yes. It's natural. And we are at a moment, come July, where the energy of resolution is so big that everything in every experience is going to start resolving. So as you navigate this week, as you move through this final full week of June, what is resolving and how is it resolving? And are you at peace with the resolution? Is really the blessing and the gift you can bring into your life before we turn that July 1 moment next week. Oh my goodness, so close.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we had a wonderful ceremony yesterday.
Oh.
So we were in this beautiful indigenous museum.
With these beautiful masters here.
The Aboriginal Museum that is charting humanity's origins in this equatorial.
From 40,000 years ago.
One of the things that's amazing, and those of you who have tracked with us know that Atlantis, Lemuria, all of the original seedings on this planet happened in the equatorial zone. Basically from 20 degrees either side of the equator. And there was more than one Atlantis. There was more than one seeding around the belt of the planet. And so we're very blessed right now to be in one of these cradle zones here in Ecuador. And the artifacts are a glimpse into what was going on at that time. There are other technologies that have not yet been found that we may talk about down the road. But the thing I want to mention is the lineage of the priests, the shamanic influence in Ecuador has a purity and a sweetness to it. There isn't this heavy,
Can I jump in?
Yeah.
All right. The reason I want to jump in is, as you know, Sri and I lived with the indigenous Maya for 7 years and we really lived with them. I mean, we were doing it and every ceremony was amazing and every experience was amazing. And moving from the land of the Maya to the land of the Incas has been an extraordinary journey. And of course, we first had to go way down to the land of oblivion. Remember, in Uruguay, there was no indigenous energy left because they were literally 100% eradicated by genocide. And so we were in a country rebirthing the crystalline light, re-emerging ancient indigenous energy that had been eradicated through genocide. And that we were kind of literally in our own borderland, but the planet had to have those 2 years. That crystalline portal had to rise because until it rose out of Terra Nostra, there was the energy of we just don't care. Yeah. There was the pervasive energy that the planet was feeling was they may say it, but they really just don't care. That in the end, it was still more about the me than the collective we. And our 2 years at Terra Nostra were about sending a clear signal into the planet that the collective we is here, that the crystalline light matters, and that we do care. And coming to Ecuador offered us a sense of permanence. We finally got to stop being spiritual vagabonds. We finally got to have a permanent home, which I'm so excited about. And we also were able to stabilize in the grid zone of the original Lemuria Atlantis perimeters, as Sri was saying.
And that's important too, is a reconnection.
Yeah.
And part of the reconnection is to touch into the lineage of the spiritual guides.
Exactly, the oneness energy.
Because the Cunari here in Ecuador predate the Inca, and they go way back.
And they're still here, and this is who we're living with.
And so it's always a delight to be able to touch into the culture, those that are honoring the legacy of their grandfathers and grandmothers and so on. And it's very sweet when we witness an elder who has set aside his ego, set aside whatever context, and just is simply doing that which is coming forward.
Exactly.
And we were blessed to meet such a man yesterday.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah, we're going to show some
pictures.
We're going to
show you a
picture.
And here's why, because I was having a conversation with them after our ceremony, him and his beautiful daughter, who was just a pillar of pure light. They were asking me, they don't understand what, when people don't care about the land, they were wanting me to explain to them why people would not want to grow their own food. They wanted me to explain to them why people would not care about saving the planet because they care and they are very connected to it. And I'm very grateful that once again we're being asked to make these messages known because it was the same thing the Mayan priest did in Guatemala, and that's why we wrote all the books on 2012 was at their request. And so I'm feeling the energy just, and I'm bowing before this beautiful Don Miguel who was with us yesterday. I feel the crown energy. You guys might feel it too. We are all being given this beautiful crystalline. Wow, you guys feel that? It's like it's right here. So if you all just want to breathe into that. We are all being given an opportunity to become one with the fifth dimension at the very easiest. Yet we are each being blessed with the opportunity to be one with the seventh, the ninth, and above. The corridors are opening very, very quickly. And so in this moment, as you gaze at the week before you, what is resolving? And what are you ready to resolve? And are you ready to look at it up here and see the blessing of the experience for what it was? Can you don your crystalline armor and lay down your shield in front of all of your enemies, trusting the love that will pour out of you will stop them all?
Yes.
Can you do that? Because that's where we're at. That's where we're at.
Well, let me share some of the ceremony slides.
Ceremony slides!
And so much of what comes through and we share is because we are anchored in this ascended perspective and witnessing.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to share it with you. We want to ignite in you.
When we're doing it with you.
Here's with the priest. And
do you see how beautiful he is, guys? So this is, okay, and here's the priest again, and this is, he's doing a clearing on, that's Linda Perry, that's Sue right next to her. Okay, this is Rebecca that you're seeing in here with him right now inside the Takana.
They'll circulate.
These are the artifacts that we were working with in the cosmic circle. Here he is again doing, this is still clearing Linda that we're seeing right now. Okay, here you're seeing more of the group. That's his little daughter. That's Arnulf. That's Glory. That's me. So you can see this intricate sacred geometric Chakana. And I think
the Chakana is the medicine circle, as
yeah.
we call it in North America.
Right.
That's the placement. And what's wonderful about the placement is it's an equilateral cross that honors the balance.
The balance of the
directions, the balance of the energies. And around the cross, they place the fruits of the earth.
Yeah,
that's the seeds, the fruits, and the flowers.
And the coffee beans.
Must include.
And
so this is all an honoring of connecting Pachamama and the gifts of the earth with Pachapapa and the gifts of where we're headed.
Yeah,
and
we're very excited.
Sky and earth together is one of the universal traditions of the pure tradition.
And as we are moving into this powerful moment of a retrograde that can actually be ever. July is going to be calling forward a lot of potent energy. And we'll be talking a lot more about that next weekend. But before we get there, with all my heart and soul, pay attention to the week in front of you. What is resolving inside of you? Are you free to be yourself? And if not, then resolve why not. See, it, either way it works. Either you resolve why you're just not comfortable being you and you set a cycle where you'll dance with that energy again. Or you resolve that you are comfortable being who you are and you take that bold step into the void, knowing the universe has your back. And I would be remiss, Sri, if I didn't mention, this is why Sri and I are honored once again to be joining with many of the people that took the core journey and a lot of new beautiful people. We are offering a 3-part series, The Rise of the Lineage Holders. This is the experience of the lineage holders, understanding your life as a lineage holder, understanding how all the soul groups relate and what has brought you to where you are in your life now, and really answering why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And it is our gift to the planet. It is a $44 Shakti exchange. If you took our core class or if you register before July 1, you can get it for just $33. Just send us an email to ecuador@shriandkira.com and we will help you do that. I'm very touched and honored at how quickly this program is growing.
Yeah, this is a powerful gathering.
Yeah,
it's very affordable.
It's
a 3-part class where you will connect with spiritual family in a way perhaps that you haven't yet felt.
Yeah.
Because those that are drawn to join us, the lineage holders, each of you has had your challenges. Each of you has had the hardships, the speed bumps, and the ignitions, and the insights, and the joys. And it's a time to come together and appreciate we are together midwifing an evolutionary birth.
And through that midwife, can we go back to that 2019 slide? I just want to show it again. Through that midwifing, remember that earlier on in the year, we only had the energy through June. The rest was to be written. We are at a critical co-creative stage. Every single month between now and January matters at a level that has never mattered before. I'm talking like massively matters. And that's why I'm like, please do whatever you need to do to pay attention. And so as we head toward that moment, and remember those of you that were with us in the core, we took our time jump into New Year's Eve 2020, remember what we called back, and then we went ahead to New Year's Eve 2022, remember that one? So remember, we are in the middle of a massive moment, and July has been revealed. July energy, we only got it not too long ago. July energy is going to be about deep resolution through the rise of the lineage holders. It matters. Your life matters, your voice matters, your heart matters. Together we matter. The question is, are we ready to stand up and say, yeah? Mm-hmm. And so once again, we just want to share with you, please help us get around this hashtag lineage holder, however
yes.
you can and will. And Sri, can we take a call or not?
We can do this.
We can try.
None of you will hear it. We might hear you.
We want to hear you. We're gonna try and connect with one of you, and we'll see if you're talking. Definitely talk, and let's see if we can bring you into the show, because we only have like a minute and two left. Let's try one more. Where do you want to go, Sri? Show me.
Here's
Ontario,
Canada.
All right, looks like we're on Ontario. Namaste, Ontario, Canada. Looks like Gail, maybe.
Charles,
hey Charles, we can hear you. Okay, talk. We've got like 2 minutes.
Okay, well, namaste, brother and sister. How are you?
Loving you.
Right back at you. Well, lots going on, that's for sure. I won't keep your time because I know it's short. I resonate with just about everything that's been going on lately, and thank you for all your callers. I feel them all, and I would appreciate an installment reading.
Oh, it's my honor. It's my honor. Charles, I want to share with you that you carry a deep, deep heart energy. As I'm connecting with you right now, I feel like this pillar of illumination coming out of your heart. And it's interesting because it comes out of your heart and it forms like a cocoon around you, but the crown is open and there's a pinhole coming right in here in your left shoulder. And they're saying for you to call forward the energy of your divine conduit, breathe it into your heart, and expand it out, kind of the living Ankh practice. Do the living Ankh practice. And they're saying as you open that more, this will all release, including what I'm feeling, this congestion in your physical body. And they're saying turn around and see what's right in front of you. It's been waiting. And so it is. We love you, honey.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. And Sri, how does this happen?
Namaste. How does this happen?
How does this happen? We have like 30 seconds left of the show. How does that happen?
That seems to happen every week.
I know. It happens every week.
So as we come to a close for today, I just want to say to each and every one of you, thank you for your patience. Thank you for your love. Thank you for being part of this grand community that is expanding and evolving. Hashtag lineage holders. Tell your friends. Let's grow the community because together we are better.
We love you so much.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.